Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Juan Guzman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Abbott. Davis reaches second base with a double. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Guzman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guzman. Caruso moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caruso moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Guzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a pop-up towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abbott strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to third. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Kreuter reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Ordonez moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Kreuter scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. Caruso moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Caruso moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton strikes out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Kreuter reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Kreuter moves to third. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Caruso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kreuter tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura juggles the ball. That's an error on Ventura. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Norton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 2 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Smith now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Durham scores. Caruso goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-3 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Johns now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 3 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro juggles the ball. That's an error on Palmeiro. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker pinch runs for Brady Anderson. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Chad Bradford now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing center field. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Armando Benitez now pitching. Chris Snopek pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Bell reaches second base with a double. Snopek moves to third. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 4 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snopek scores. Bell scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 11-5, White Sox. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abbott is 0-4 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Norton moves to third. It's 12-5, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ordonez is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Abbott moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kreuter is 2-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Jeff Abbott now playing left field. Mike Cameron now playing center field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Willie Green pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Green strikes out. Two outs. Willis Otene pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Willis Otene is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Otene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.